Lord, how much do you love us? Let us count the ways. Seriously, let us pray. We're in church. Let us count in prayer silently the ways our Lord loves us. We like our Jesus, but it's always nice to get credit card use. Credit cards, great. Don't even have to use the cash. But we like credit cards plus free mileage or cash back. We always want a little more. Lord, you're all we have. You give us all we need. Parker Palmer, I believe, says the naughty word but is the wanty but. We should replace it with and in our heart and our mind. Radically eliminate the buts in our minds and our heads as we say yes, but. 1 Corinthians 1, Jews, but, their but, they demand signs. Greeks, Jesus, but we declare wisdom. We as humanity demand, declare, we're going to voice our opinion. We're going to voice our opinion of you when you disagree with us. Seems at times you and I as Lutherans, we demand, declare that we're right or righter. Christians, behind closed doors, demonstrate and demand an action, not words. Christ crucified I come. So we're wading into Acts, and the fire of the Spirit is alive and unleashed in Acts 2 and 4. And after Peter's disciples re-energized, forgiven for the forsaking at the crucifixion, as they abandon our Lord, things are made right. Stephen mimics the martyring, even to death, saying, forgive them as he takes each stone. Paul, Saul at the time, martyrs and imprisons true believers, thinking he's doing God's will. We see in Acts 7 and 8, parallel stories and truths, the popular, the smooth, the accepted, honored by man, Simon, so smooth. And we have the opposite, Philip, faithful, and the eunuch, used and abused by man for their benefit. He has no rights, popularity, respect. He only has pity. And he is enough outside the grasp of popularity and the prominent God of man, which is us and our bellies, to pick up the Bible and start reading it. And God sees and provides for the eunuch, paralyzed by circumstance, lack of opportunity and education. He provides a faithful disciple who can somehow humble himself enough to quiet the mass of noise and activity in the church and world that envelops him, to hear the Father's directives, and then he's even humble enough to follow them. And God's word is read, digested, explained to, and accepted by this infant of the faith. Sometimes, or all of the times, it takes the baptism of our idealized life preferences being obliterated, completely decimated, for our souls to shake off our dull sloth and our bloated arrogance enough to actually recognize the need to be on our knees begging for his crumbs, for the crumbs of the Father's disciplining truths, which is his easy yoke and the narrow way. My closest experience with paralysis a year ago, probably to the day, maybe, my back went out. Holy humbling. You are completely at the mercy of another if they even have time to look at you. My kids helped me crawl to lay on the floor of the minivan. Hopeless, helpless, my power and overconfidence taken away very quickly. Our text today starts with a man paralyzed for 8 years, healed from our golden gift, behind me, Satan, lead Peter. Hopefully our minds quickly recall the paralyzed man dropped on the mat into Jesus' teaching time from the ceiling. Self-proclaimed righteous, sit and judge, stew in anger, ready to accuse, correct, convict Jesus and all faithful followers then and now. And Jesus clarifies what is the greater and enough love, the only love. Is it better that I heal, this guy can walk around, or is it better that I forgive his sins? Jews demand signs. Acts 9, that whole community believed. They got signs. They're in. Our VBS guide for the group last week taught us that there were 8 people named as raised from the dead, not including the masses raised at Jesus' crucifixion. Today's text takes us into the resurrection of Dorcas by Peter. Soon Acts will lead us into the land of the non-Jew, welcomed as adopted children, and Paul, thankfully, will lead that charge in rightness and righteousness. To live as Christ and to die as gain. Pastor highlighted a new thought for me. What would you think of being brought back from the dead? Your faith community begs God, bring her back. Good to the core soul. What do we do without her? Earthly bodies and Christ, ouch. The walk of faithfulness is definitely the road less traveled for Dorcas. And you or she find peaceful finish only to be brought back into the human game. You successfully offer to God all your heart, soul, body, and mind. There's always unfinished business and relationship. Do we want back in the game when we've completed the race? But this blessing is granted to Dorcas. Because of the will of her brothers and sisters, she's given extended play in the pain of the earthly moments of thinking and acting in Jesus-sized, humbled ways. Her earthly life is not finished. So this Jew-demanded sign, raised from the dead, it doesn't say in the Bible that all of that community is converted. So even with signs, it's not all enough for us. What do you and I do in 2016? With the story truth of Jesus and Holy Spirit power that removes demon possession, with the story truth of a paralytic whose recreated nerve circuitry has legs that work after muscles and synapse connections have lapsed, failed, atrophied, and disappeared over 8 years. In a Tabitha whose life breath is extinguished, the story truth of Jesus' Holy Spirit power that can create pulse and breath in human flesh just like a few days earlier. As I look to allow him to develop mustard seed faith in my bloated soul, as in any faith community, we, the Christian Action Invisible Church, are intrigued and faithful enough to consume our flesh and mind and heart with the truths of his word in deep study and commitment and reliance. Because this is the more important truth for you and I in our remaining days. As your and my faith stumbles every day, decays, atrophies through non-use, are we willing to recognize and invite our hearts to be unique like the heart of the eunuch? To see the control mechanisms and numbing mechanisms in place in this world in our heart that keep us focusing on what's wrong here or, oh, heaven, please come, as opposed to the daily kingdom come on earth for us to be active in. Jesus models, acknowledges, and lives out physical limitations imposed upon us, emotional, social, individual stress and strain of divided hearts present still to our day. There is steady and heavy pressure on us. Jesus promises his Holy Spirit, his adopted children, to be forgiven and re-energized anew. Soul synapses sprout anew in Jesus' way of thinking. Tender sprouts of mustard seed faith muscle that tear and heal in real sanctification. What we desire to focus on daily in our thoughts and our energies is daily confession. Truly repent the paralysis we choose to blindly or willingly sit in or atrophy in. You and I know in our heart of hearts where we choose easy and atrophy as our gods versus full-time commitment and calling to be Jesus and love to others in new and renewing ways. Pastor sermons in July will take us into the new chapter, Reality of Acts. Thank God, of Paul proclaiming truth, invitation to Gentiles and Lutherans. Don't forget to remember how fortunate we are to daily be brought back to life for unbelievable and unbearable struggles. We're fortunate and blessed to even be invited to his table to eat the crumbs of our Lord's truth. Some signs would be nice for us, though, right? However, we do not need the impressive persona of a Simon, and we should be aware of it, in fact. We don't need the crazy signs and miracle moments of the Bible made available to those faith communities. What we do have is his word and his promise, and it's enough already. And with no words, there are no words, we pledge allegiance in heart, mind, body, and soul to the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in learning to love his children on this earth. We're attentive to the quickly proclaimed Trinity of God first, family second, country job third. It takes focus to train each mind and spirit and body to honor the only true Holy Trinity in his call to arms of peace. What is this world to us? but a place to practice love in ways beyond our imagination or education grade. You can have this world. We'll take and give Jesus one crumbly crumb at a time. The best paralysis you and I can encounter is becoming you. I have no desire to hear another empty self-proclamation that you and I or we are Christian, or another church self-proclaim they're a vibrant, growing church community. Who invites us to the table? It's not man. No matter how bold and proud we proclaim that we've arrived. My son found a link on the internet to show the fruits of today is fruit, like little apples, all this, is full of flesh. Original fruit before human influence, according to this internet, was full of fibrous seeds, nuts, veins, and vines. Fruits that had a better balance of flesh and sugar and the fiber needed for the guts to work off sweet, sugary indulgence. And so should our faith fruit be original, old school, pre-human meddling, not bloated and excessive. The fig tree fruit then, the Jewish popular powerful religion of that day, was the fake fruit of self-proclaimed salvation, and it was coming out of their ears. And now we, the Gentile church, gladly replace and overpower them in voice and numbers to self-proclaim that we've arrived. We have self-proclaimed salvation coming out of our ears. We, the invisible true body of Christ on earth, whether the Jew or Gentile, Catholic, non-denom, or name your denom, bear the fruit of the mustard weed. It's not pretty or flashy or fleshy. It isn't arrogant or overconfident. It's not accepted as the man-stamped, visible, so-called truth. The paralysis of the tongue is the best thing for each individual body in Christ. Human words are the furthest from and the antithesis of Holy Spirit fruit. How many times do we want to actually say and listen to how amazing our kids are? Or our church family or family? Is there any substance to the overplayed adjectives of awesome and amazing at all? Is there any? Sure. Or that friend or leader who's so dynamic or great. Wake up, declarations of man are empty and they're meaningless, utterly. He does make us beautiful creations. Let's just not go get so full of and so full on ourselves. Let them and us be known by hearty fig fruit, not words, but law-abiding, fibrous, tough fruit truths that it's tough to chew and swallow. To us, the original outcasts, we're non-Jews. We're welcomed in and put on a pedestal. We are welcome to the table. Thank you, God. Let us be cautious how quickly we pull up this chair to the table. It's wiser indeed to sift through the crumbs at and under the table. And when the final invitation comes, well done, good and faithful servant. We know it is as the truth. It's not as truth, it is truth. It comes from the mouth of the Father alone. The healed from paralysis and raised from the dead daily life is silently supported by the Father, with Jesus-sized tears in his eyes. You and I have lived enough to know the loss of death, loss of relationship, of loved ones. Words don't relieve much of the pain, if we're honest. And people who come alongside us can provide some veiled comfort, combined with true support, their immediate presence, their best human efforts. VBS pastor talked to the kids, the middle school boys, manning up. He's not like Jesus. Man down. Being present and aware and available for the women and men that are down in our circles, this is our Christ's first model for living. Hopefully your and my idealized dreams and facades have been shattered in enough ways to humble us so that we're on the fringe and the perimeter of society, so we hear his true call and daily respond with our feeble, atrophied, disconnected synapses. It's all he asks. Rehab is pain, physically and mentally and spiritually. There's a need, as the Didache will say upcoming, for us to be in constant struggle with some of the edicts and depths of Jesus' call to love. We have to allow parts of our established foundations of self and idols to be confronted and chipped away at, to be rebuilt in true, faithful ways, far from the truths sold or that we buy that create a dual committed heart. Let the miracles of our day be this. Lord, crucify this paralysis and death in each heart today and every day. Let us live thousands of deaths. Let us take our 39 and 49 lashes of heart daily in sincere confession and repentance, which introduces real healing balm of disciplined forgiveness. No talk. Waking and walking faith burns in our hearts. It burns calories and excesses. It refines shape and form. This is true God-stamped and God-expected heart health of us. And there's joy in this pain, not the worldly pain we distract and consume ourselves with or avoid. Let's not skirt his righteous pain. Grow our strength to be comfortable, Lord, in the discomfort of each faithful human walk. May our feeding in 2016 crumbs be enough. They are enough. They are nourishment and challenge enough. Allow us to use them to rid our body of what we or those around us have riddled or infected or bloated the world and church with. Let there daily be miraculous healings of each of our individual paralyses and breaths and actions of death as we seize each day this Lord has made. There's a lifetime of work to do in each soul and generation. Be content being an honest daily spark, a fresh breath within and without. We've heard his call from the beginning. Be consumed by it. We're forgiven. Be faithful unto this day's deaths and ineffective paralysis choices. Don't shirk away from the hard light, which is the easy yoke burden of submitting to Jesus and loving each other's sin-filled soul, even our own stinking selves. We'll be amazed as how we will regain the right kind of faith muscle and strength and flexibility with newer, truer soul neuron connections with the Father. Will we be like the world, demanding in a Gorbachev-Reagan, tear down this wall, or a Trump-Clinton-squared, build up this wall, distraction of idols that divide and focus allegiance and energies? Are we going to invest our energies rightly in tearing down and building up the walls in the places that matter exponentially in our own hearts and with his still small voice, tiny faith communities? Lord, you're in love with the world and you don't care who knows it or who accepts it on your terms. Lord, we are in love with the Father and his full, hard truth will. Help us not to care who knows this. Amen.